This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
What I want to give you today to write down are be 4 things that you can do to serve people that are going to surprise you. My guess is people thought I was going to say is you need to get a nice serving tray and serve people food and serve people that come over, and that's fine. That's serving people, it is. You probably thought I was going to say, well, you need to mow your neighbor's lawn, or maybe you need to mow your lawn. That's the one that's bothering me, is your lawn. No, I'm just kidding. But in other words, there's something that you think physically to do. I want to share with you 4 things that one person said, we need to do this to serve people, and it'll surprise you because they're none of them I would have thought of. And my guess is none of them you would have thought of. I don't know the man or woman's name, but if I did, I would tell you. Here's what they wrote. Let me be real blunt with you. You know several things right now God wants you to do in order to serve people. You know 3 things, maybe 4, that he wants you to do. And here's their suggestion. Number 1, repair a broken relationship. I would have never thought about that as part of service. You know, when I say that, instantly it's like an arrow coming from the pulpit to somebody's heart, and somebody says, I know. And they picture a face in their mind's eye, and they picture a relationship. And I never thought of restoring a broken relationship being an opportunity to be a servant, but it is. Why? Because you humble yourself when you try to restore a broken relationship. It's very humbling to do that. And only the people who've done it know that. And the reason a lot of people don't do it is because they know that. They're not going to humble themselves in front of anybody or in front of anyone in family or otherwise, but repair a broken relationship. Number 2, get back into the Bible study you started and then you quit. I love that. Because it's not just about Bible study, it's about anything that you did for the kingdom of God and you quit. Get back into what you were doing for the Lord and then you quit. That's a way of being a servant. I believe that's true. Number 3, call a friend, somebody you know who's hurting. You know what? The average person in this room can think of 2, 3, 4 people they know that are hurting. You say, well, I'm hurting. Call somebody who's hurting. Well, I got problems. Call somebody who's hurting. Well, who's ministering to me? Call somebody who is hurting. Minister to them. It's in the process of blessing other people, in my opinion, that God blesses the blessers. Write that down. God blesses the blessers. Number 4, spend some quality time with your spouse or one of your children who needs some special attention right now. Now, my guess is everybody here didn't think of any of those things as an opportunity to serve, but they are. Get involved in a ministry here at Hope where you can serve people, because just like the young lady named Carolyn McInnes said, those people touched my life and they made me not only who I am, but what I want to be. I want to focus on the lyrical passage of Philippians 2. Verse 7 says, Jesus made himself nothing. Do you realize how counterintuitive that is? Countercultural it is? We live in the selfie generation and we live in the Facebook generation and we want to make ourselves look good. And Jesus came along and said, made himself nothing.
Well, we'll continue this message on servanthood tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.